We live at a time when the possibility of war is hanging over our country. This can be an unsettling thing, and we know how terrible war can be from some of the wars that our country has gone through in the past. War and turmoil seems to be a recurring thing for us as human beings. And indeed, we know from the Bible that it's been a thing that's been going on since the beginning. Men have tried to work out plans and schemes to end war on earth. Things like the League of Nations and the United Nations have had as one of their goals to put an end to war on earth. But we know that so far they've utterly failed at doing anything to stop war. And indeed, as believers, we know that as long as there is sin in men's hearts, there will always be war on the earth. I think a very appropriate psalm for the time we're going through is Psalm 46. This psalm is really a song about war. Looking at Psalm 46, in verse 1, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Isn't it comforting to know that in our times of trouble and turmoil in our lives, that God can be our comfort, our strength, our hiding place? Continuing in verse 2, it says, "Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling." At first glance, it looks like this passage is talking about trusting in God during a terrible earthquake. The part about mountains being carried into the midst of the sea reminds me of the idea that maybe someday California will slide off the face of the continent into the Pacific Ocean. And of course, the joke that maybe we'd all be better off if it did. But I think if we look a little bit deeper at this passage, especially at the context later on in the psalm, we'll see that maybe we should look a little bit deeper for the meaning of what God is talking about here. You see, when God uses mountains and seas symbolically in the Bible, mountains are always used as a symbol for governments. And the seas are used as a symbol for the teeming masses of people on the earth. I believe that what God is talking about here is a time of terrible war and turmoil. Governments are collapsing, and the peoples of the earth are just in tumult. Yet there is a solution to this terrible time, and if we skip down to verse 8 of that Psalm 46, we'll read what the solution is. Verse 8 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." Now today we use guns rather than bows. We have missiles rather than spears. And we have tanks rather than chariots. But I think we can still see what God is saying in this passage. That someday God is going to make wars come to an end on the earth. And he's going to destroy all the weapons of war, no matter what those weapons might be. We don't know when this day will come or what will be this great war that's going on when God does this. Maybe we can guess from the Bible. But we don't know if it's this war we're currently facing with Iraq. And probably isn't. We know in the past century we've faced a lot worse wars than at least this war initially looks like it's going to turn out to be. Yet at the same time, I think at a time when we're facing war, it's comforting to know that earth won't always have to be in situations like this. That there won't always be wars and turmoil. But someday God will bring an end to them. In verse 10, God records the words he's going to use to bring an end to war on earth. Verse 10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Reading that passage, I couldn't help but notice the two words God starts with, "be still." That reminded me of the passage in Mark where Christ calmed the wind and the waves, the ocean, the sea. He and his disciples were out on a boat, and the disciples were afraid that the boat was going to be swamped and they were all going to die. But Christ stood up and he spoke to the sea and to the wind, and he said, "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waves obeyed him. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I believe that this miracle was, in a way, a foreshadowing of this very event that God is talking about in Psalm 46, when God will use these same words, "be still," to the nations of the earth, and that those words will bring an end to war and turmoil on the earth at last, when God's kingdom comes to earth. What a day that will be. As we face the possibility of war and turmoil in our day, let us thank God that war won't always be a characteristic of things on the earth. And let us especially thank God that even today, He has brought peace into our lives, into our hearts, even in the midst of this war-torn and tumultuous world we live in, through the gift of salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ.